I would like to speak a little bit more from a historical view, because we're talking about police brutality here, and what do you do about police brutality? I mean, it's very obvious from my country's history. Before 94, we had a system where the police was a police force. It was a militarized police system where it is not community-based, and it's certainly not the police service. What has happened since 1994, South Africa did a lot of effort to try and transform a police force into a police service. Needless to say, that's very difficult because we see across the world these days, police services are being turned into police forces, even using armored vehicles that look like they're going to war, and wearing clothes look like they're wearing going to war. That is what we had under apartheid. When a police officer arrived in an area, he looked like he came to go to war. He drove a vehicle of war to go to a community, especially when it came to the issues of people using their human right to protest. When they started there to be a peaceful protest, they were met with a force of war. You immediately change the attitude of people who are coming to use their civil rights when you pitch up with a force of war aimed at people who are not armed. That is how people were done in during the apartheid. What we saw is sooner or later something will change, because the mood of thousands of people change when you face them with that kind of force. Police forces say, but that's for their protection. But that's often the instigation of, and how the attitude of a crowd change is by meeting them like that. Because you immediately assume they're going to attack you. And it's a prophecy that's, self-validates it. It means that the police force does not trust the community within they work. They think they are a threat at all time, and therefore they act as if they're in threat when they approached you. Whether or not they stop a car, they assume you're going to kill them, and therefore they act with aggression or towards you, especially if the person doesn't look like them and they're not from the community that they are from. And that is what we tried really hard since 1994 to change the police force. Now, of course, all training was in that manner. It was a police force manner. It had to train to tell the police, you are part of the community, you are a service to the community, you are not there to control them, that you are there to be a service and serve them. That, of course, meaning taking away the military vehicles out of the community, putting your feet back on the ground, and all of that, and trying to get police working in a community that's from the community, that knows it. That sometimes worked quite well and other times not as well. But it certainly had the effect of a lot less attacks by police or violent use of police. Sometimes you find that there are more police have died since then because when you have gangs with guns, you have an issue. But you don't join the police knowing that you are always going to be safe. But you also shouldn't be acting towards people, especially a person of another race, as if he's automatically going to attack you. If you do that, if you come with distrust and disrespect, you will get distrust and disrespect. From our viewpoint, a lot of people in my country had always said, and I hear it around here, trust is earned. Or respect is earned. No, respect should be given. Because if respect is always earned, you start from a point of, I don't trust you and I don't respect you. How is that person ever going to change to earn your respect when you start from that ground? So and that is what we've been trying to give our police, is respect the people first. If they lose your respect, then they must gain it back. But respect them first, treat them with respect, and hopefully you will go there. And that is, I think, where it comes, especially to deal with racism. If you treat a person with respect from there, not saying he should earn your respect, treat him with respect from the start, And that's the problem. Police thinks you should respect them, and they don't give you respect first. And I think that is how it has to be. Thank you.